Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Now, we're only going to be on for a few minutes before our President-elect Obama comes on to talk about the economy. So we've got a few minutes here, and then and when he's finished, we'll be back again. Now, do not call the station and complain that it's Obama instead of Linda and I. All right? It won't do any good. But first, let me introduce our crew here. Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Hey, I know how upset you get at times when that President-elect Obama keeps nominating Clinton people for spots. I've got a few more stories about that.
All right.
And, of course, my partner and soulmate, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. And I think that we've been waiting for a caller for two or three days now. We've tried to get them on, and we've been on subject. And so I think, what is that?
Good morning, Trish. You're on.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for calling. We're going to make this fast because we're waiting for Obama, and if he comes on, then we got to cut you off. So let's get down to what we can do to get information out to our listeners.
Sure. Well, the Westside Performing Arts Company has a couple really exciting events coming up I wanted to share with you guys.
Okay, shoot.
On February 7th, we're going to be doing a Wild West Variety Show fundraiser.
Where's that going to be?
Tickets are available at the Westside Performing Arts Company on East Cypress, or Graphic Emporium, or Backyard Destinations.
Great. And where's that going to be?
That's going to be at the Old Shasta Schoolhouse.
Ooh, how fun.
And we're going to have big barbecue dinner, live entertainment, a live auction, hay bales. It's going to be a big old hootenanny fundraiser. It's going to be a great time.
And that's February 7th?
February 7th,
and what?
Yes.
And what's the fundraiser for?
It's for the Westside Performing Arts Company for our scholarship fund for kids and also to support the arts company that we're developing.
And this is a company that you have founded. Tell us about your company.
Well, the Westside Performing Arts Company is an entertainment company. We provide entertainment for the community and our repertory company. We put on shows and bring entertainment to private parties and public events. But it's also an entertainment company, an education company. So we provide classes in the performing arts like acting, singing, TV and film, music fundamentals, dance classes. We actually just added a script writing class as well. So it's just about anything you can think of in the performing arts. We do education and performing.
Now, did you say registration for this particular school is on Friday?
That's correct. Registration for our classes is Friday, January 9th at 5:30 at our Westside building. The address is 1666 East Cypress. It's just a little ways east of Riverfront Playhouse.
So, Trish, how do people get in touch with you one more time?
They can call me for either of these events, for class registration or for the Wild West Variety Show, at 515-7151.
Say the number again, please.
515-7151.
Great. And we'll put that number on our website.
Very good.
Hey, Trish, thanks so much for what you're doing for the community.
Oh, no problem. It's a joy.
In case of many of you don't know, or if you know, Trish is an outstanding vocalist who is highly regarded as one of the best teachers in the North State.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
And you've probably seen her in many productions. She's a beautiful blonde woman with a great smile and a big heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, y'all have a good morning.
You have a good morning, too. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
As for everybody, there's been a collision on Victor and Hartnell. In fact, I just drove by there, and it's two pickup trucks. And they're telling everybody to use caution in that area.
Big truck, little truck.
No, it's two pickup trucks.
Yeah, but there was a big truck.
A bigger pickup truck and a smaller pickup truck. Right. They have the police and the fire engines out there, so it's backing up everywhere in there. So that's on Victor and Hartnell. If you can avoid that area, please do so. Okay. We're going to just keep going until President-elect Obama. In fact, I have some facts here about President-elect Obama and his selections. We were talking about it yesterday. And it seems like, I was questioning the choice of Leon Panetta for the director of CIA. And there's been pros and cons on that. You know, some people say, hey, we need to come in there and sweep it clean, have nobody has anything to do with the CIA, any of the types of harsh questioning that went on. And then there's other people say, you need somebody to understand something about the intel world. Because we're in the middle of wars, we've got terrorism, the whole thing. So we're going to have to wait and see on that one. Yeah, but even Dianne Feinstein, when his name was first floated out, said she thought it should be somebody with more intel background. But I think that's because as the incoming new head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, nobody had mentioned it to her before they made the announcement. So maybe she just had her panties in a bunch. But she was right when she said it. But then she backed off after Obama apologized and they sent her flowers. Well, if that works, maybe we should send her flowers and they'll do something to help the state. But, okay, Obama is still on a roll when he's appointing people. Now, for the Surgeon General of the United States, he has apparently chosen the CNN medical commentator, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He's a neurosurgeon. He's a correspondent. He's on CNN. He's a bright guy and all that, but... You know, here's my question is President-elect Obama has not been around D.C. a lot. It's only been for a couple of years. I think he's run out of people to ask for jobs. You know, he has run out of people. He doesn't know a lot of people. So who does he ask to do these jobs in the cabinet and these others? So he goes to the Clintons. So he takes Clintons, more Clintons. And besides the ones he's already appointed from the Clintons, it was also he selected a top management consultant to serve as the country's chief performance officer. Her name's Nancy Kiffler. She's a director of McKinsey & Company, and she's a former assistant secretary of the Treasury in the Bill Clinton administration. And the other thing he's doing is he's also putting out he's also had a number of lawyers from the Clinton administration that he's appointed to do the briefings in front of the Supreme Court. Well, so he's run out of people he knows, and he's obviously going to run out of the people from the Clinton administration. So where does he go next? Well, he went to CNN. He went to TV. Well, I heard yesterday that there is a chance, just a chance, since Bill Richardson fell out of the Secretary of Commerce job, that Billy May, who sells everything on TV, is going to be the next Secretary of Commerce.
We got to go to ABC News Report right now with our President-elect Obama.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Well, quite a speech. What do you think? You think that we can pull this out?
Well, I think it's really interesting that our gal that answers the phone came in and said, I don't ever recall anybody who was never really quite inaugurated yet giving a speech. She said, I don't remember this in the history of my world.
Well, you know, Obama's kind of caught between a rock and a hard spot, and I'll tell you why, is that people were saying things like, why hasn't he addressed things like this, in what's going on with Israel in Gaza? And yet he says, well, he's not the president yet. Yet people want him to act. And if he doesn't act, he gets hammered. And if he does make a statement, because I tell you what, the economy is so important right now. People, businesses are failing, and they need something that's a lead for this. But I tell you what, it sure has lit up the phone lines here. Russell, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Morning, Linda.
Good morning, Russell. What do you think?
Well, it was an interesting speech, and I do hope that he is able to get things turned around. I mean, it's in the best interest for everybody. I did not vote for President-elect Obama. I was a McCain supporter. But I do support some of his ideas that he wants to accomplish. I'm just hoping he goes about it the right way instead of some of the radical stuff that he was talking about early on in his campaign.
Well, you know, one of the things that has come up, that seems to be coming across is that Obama is a pragmatist. That he's going to do what it takes to make things work, which is going to irritate a lot of people that got him elected. I mean, the far left is probably at this point is screaming because the people he's been appointing to jobs and are just not in that ilk that he has, that was supporting him. And he says, he's asking for people to do what is good for the country. And here's my problem with this, Russell, is that I absolutely believe that. We have to get past this bipartisanship, and yet I just see where Nancy Pelosi they passed this thing where it says that they've cut the other side completely out of any ability to make amendments or to give their own side of a bill that's going into Congress.
And I agree with you there, Carl. You are right. And I am very concerned about our leadership up on the Hill with Pelosi and Dean, because they are not bipartisan people. They are hardcore liberal Democrats who have their own agendas, and they have the numbers to push their agendas through. And it's a scary thought. They could really put the monkey in the wrench, if you know what I mean, with their own agendas that they want without any concern for anybody else.
And I think this is a huge problem for Obama, because I think that he's going to find more support in some of his things from the Republican side of the aisle than he is from his own Democrats.
But like I said, if he goes about doing these things that he wants to do, and he's got some good ideas, if he does it from more of a conservative standpoint instead of a liberal standpoint and does it right, I think his programs can work. I think they can help. Some of the issues that I have with his job creation program is he keeps talking about, you know, our 21st century economy, you know, and these jobs of the future with alternative energy sources and things. And he's talking about putting things into place to allow our colleges in this country to be able to start teaching the people how to do these jobs in the future. And the issue that I have with this right off the top is he's wanting to create 1.5 million jobs, but most of those 1.5 million jobs for alternative fuel sources right off the bat for at least the next 10 years are all going to be high-tech jobs in research and developing technologies and stuff. There's not going to be much for the blue-collar everyday worker.
Well, I don't know if you know, Russell, but out of Shasta College right now, there are courses on green technology jobs. They're teaching people how to put in solar panels. They're teaching people how to do irrigation that saves water. They're teaching them how to build wind, mills type things too. So that's the blue collar jobs. But I agree with you, when you start to put, millions of jobs together, it's going to grow in the government, it's going to grow in sectors, but we just have to see, once he becomes, on the 20th, the President of the United States, what's going to happen. Hey, Russell, thanks a lot. We got the phone lines lit up. Ron, good morning.
Yeah, I think it's poppycock.
Okay, why?
Well, I'll tell you what. What built this country in the past is what will build it in the future. The problem is, we have no control over the rule of law. The courts are corrupt. They will not rule according to the Constitution. And so we're having a breakdown in every area of society.
Well, I believe that's true in many cases. But when you say that we don't have the things in place to build, again, are you talking about our construction and like our steel industries, the car industries, the things that we used to build in our country have all left here?
That's right.
That's a big problem, because one of the reasons that we were able to successfully fight in World War II and to win that war is that we had
our own energy.
We had our own energy. We had our own manufacturing ability to ramp up to do things. And we're slowly, and in some cases quickly, watching this ability for us to do our own manufacturing leave. We're becoming a service nation, and that's getting just to be a little bit scary. I hope people are taking a good look at that.
Well, the green technologies are billions of dollars in the hole, and one of the reasons, Carl, that they are raising the electrical rates is so these green technologies can make money. Electricity will become so expensive, it will put them in the black. That's why else would Sacramento say that hydro is not a renewable resource? What kind of idiocy is that?
Well, to use the term idiots in Sacramento, that's a redundant term there.
They said that, so we have to buy our power from down south, from green technologies, from solar and wind. We can't use all the hydro that we want.
Well, and we don't have all the solar and wind either.
No.
It's because it just doesn't exist.
We have plenty of electricity here. Reading Utility has more than enough electricity to supply Reading. But the state mandates that we buy it from other sources. And we sell ours down south.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
No. But that's what their plan is, to bring the green technologies into the black. They're awash in red ink. Now, T-Bone Pickens is $2.5 billion in the hole with his wind farms.
Yeah, well, he started going downhill as soon as the oil prices dropped. But that's the other thing too, is that, you know, right now it's still against the law to put nuclear energy back into California, but they're talking about revisiting that.
Solar has never made money and probably never will.
Hey, Ron, we've got to take a break here.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from C.R. Gibbs, the only watchmaker dealing in high-end timepieces, and Leonard Silverman, the owner. Go get whatever you need. He can go anywhere in the world and find it for you. It's 43 degrees here at 840. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott. We're going to take a break, and we'll see you on the other side.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS on a shortened show because President-elect Obama was talking about the economy. You know, our last caller was talking about how we've lost our manufacturing capability, and, you know, and that is driven home by a couple of things.
Yes, so he was discussing about how we were self-sufficient as a country in World War II. Okay, people, Jarden cribs, four-slice toasters, passport jackets, RockShox Domain bike forks, and dried sweet potatoes have all been recalled, and they all have been made in China, except for one, which was made in Taiwan.
And this was along with others that have lead, they had excessive lead in it. There was in an article also, almost all made in China. There might have been a couple exceptions. None were made in the United States. So what we're saying here is that our last caller was absolutely right. You know, we have gotten to the point where we don't build a lot of things in our country. So what happens if we have to build? We can't get our energy because people are fighting. We're fighting among ourselves about energy. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're fighting about becoming self-sufficient again, at least to be mostly self-sustaining. We've got the capabilities of doing it. I mean, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And yet we can't bring on nuclear energy, which is a proven safe method for power. And then probably if we had something like that, we wouldn't have to worry about kicking people out of their homes because they can't pay their electric bill, because the prices would be very, very low.
What were we discussing yesterday regarding that a volcano may and could erupt in California?
Yeah, in Yellowstone.
And are we ready? I mean, what are we've not really thought heavily on what would happen if we were without power or a tragedy could happen for 5 or 6 days. Who really is ready for that?
That's a completely different, you know, that's a completely different show.
That's being self-sufficient.
That's being self-sufficient as an individual, which we should always be, and that's a good segment for a show. But to have for the country to be self-sufficient is huge, and we've gone away from that. We've gone away to make things easier to buy because make them cheaper, but then we take it away. Here's a good example of what happens when you trust other people for things. Russia just turned off the gas shipments to Eastern Europe because they're in an argument with Ukraine. So what they did is fine. They just cut off all the gas. Croatia, Slovenia, Hungary. They're down to no gas. Their industries are shutting down, and now they're not even having gas for their homes because they were reliant on Russia. And as one of the people said, you know, 20 years ago, when they broke loose from Russia, they should have found their own ways of becoming energy self-sufficient. They didn't do it, and now they're paying for it, just like we are. And what are we doing? We're fighting among ourselves to not have sufficient energy supplies.
And there goes.
What's going on? You know, you want to talk about bipartisanship? Hey, President-elect Obama, fix this, and most of the economy can probably fall in the line. State of Jefferson. Hey, by the way, there's another industry that's requesting $5 billion in a bailout. Came up yesterday. Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler magazine, and the guy from that, you know, the CEO from that Girls Gone Wild, they want a $5 billion bailout for the adult entertainment industry.
Did I read somewhere that they said that when people are depressed, they feel less sexual?
Well, that's what he said. Because he, you know, but they say that, you know, even though that they're, the money is still there, you know. They know their DVD sales are slipping or something like that. And I'm sitting there thinking, of course, this is, you know, a joke. I mean, not from me, but from those people. But so far, there's been no congressional reaction. It's probably because, you know, they're probably trying to think of a way of doing it. You know, there's a lot of people in the industry, I guess, and they want to make sure that they stay in the industry. There's a lot of things. But, oh, by the way, we've got a couple more things here. The big thing, of course, is you remember yesterday when we were talking about Citgo and Venezuela, right? Well, after our break, we're going to tell you what you and Free Fire Radio has done to rectify that situation. Join us on the other side.
Do you have a vehicle that you don't need? News Talk 1400 KQMS.
This is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop. They've got Espresso Joe there that has every coffee drink you can imagine. You can buy bulk coffee, teas, and, of course, fine wines and beers. All this is first class, and they also have a walk-in humidor, which is the finest in the North State. You've got a great place to visit, and Joe and Shelley are great Americans, and they help our community. That's Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop. Now, what did we do to Citgo? Remember, Citgo is the petroleum company owned by the Venezuelan government and Hugo Chavez. And Hugo has been saying nasty things about us, but he also cut off the cheaper oil to the poor people in the Northeast. Some people say that that was just a publicity stunt by him. But after we heard about that yesterday, Linda and I and Free Fire Radio and Kelly, along with the hundreds of thousands of our Free Fire Radio listeners, announced we were going to boycott the Citgo oil company. And what happened? Well, one thing that happened is we had a problem finding a station. And we did find one in Auburn. So if you ever go to Auburn, we were not going to go there, which is like 158 miles away, and it's got, I think, one stoplight. Anyway, the Venezuelan government reversed course on Wednesday night, announcing that its U.S. oil subsidiaries will continue to provide free home heating oil to poor Americans. Obviously, Hugo heard what we were going to do, and he turned back on the oil. It shows you the power of radio and our listeners. I'm getting these strange looks from the crew in here. We said we were going to do it. What, Kelly?
I was just going to say he's probably listening online.
Well, you know, you're right, because this doesn't go beyond Corning and Mount Shasta.
Well, sometimes at night.
Well, you know what? It could bounce off, and he probably heard it. Anyway, the other things that we're talking about is that tomorrow our guest is going to be Jim Hamilton from the City of Reading. We're going to be talking about the problems with the people being evicted from their residences due to non-payment of their utilities. This has gotten to be a huge thing in Reading. Not the people being evicted, but just the thought of people being evicted. They're looking at, like, I think 20 families were evicted from their residences. I say families, 20 groups of people in apartments and two residences, 18 apartments, two residences, were asked to vacate or were told to vacate their residences due to non-payment of their utility bills. The utilities were turned off, and they were asked to move. Now, this has caused a lot of consternation in our town. You know, Reading is a very giving city. The North State's a very giving area of the United States, you know, the state of Jefferson. And with the thought of this happening has really raised a brouhaha here in town. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of blog hits discussing this. A plan to have a candlelight vigil at City Hall. A plan to bring this up to see, is there anything that we as citizens of our city can do about this? President Obama said, what is good for the country? We've got to do what is good for the country. What's for common purpose? Is common purpose to take a woman with two or three kids and toss her out of her place? Is that good for any of us because she can't pay her utilities? Is this just something that really doesn't happen? Is this just something that's in that you hear this is what happens, and the utility company doesn't do that? Can children live in a house with the utilities cut off? Is it legal to cut them off? I don't know. See, these are all questions that we're going to talk about tomorrow. We've done some research on it, and a number of people out there have done tons of research on this question. But it's not going to go away. Yes, you know, we at Free Fire Radio believe in taking responsibility for your actions. Absolutely. If you're Danny the druggie and you'd rather spend your money on cigarettes than meth, hey, you know, live on the street. You know, go lay in the middle of the street. I don't care. That's your problem, partner. But if you're somebody that's working hard and you're working two jobs and you've got kids and you just can't quite make it, how can we prevent them from being punished?
I heard that if you you pay just $5 on your electric bill, that they'll keep it on because it's marked as paid.
You know what?
I don't know
I think that could be rumor control, though, Kelly. But that's what we're going to find out tomorrow. We got the experts coming in tomorrow. They're going to be coming in. They're going to be sitting in here, and they're going to be talking about the situation, why it happens, and they're going to be open for your questions.
So mark down your questions, because tomorrow's the day to make the call to Free Fire Radio.
That's right. You know, we've got, you know, if it's happening in the community, we're going to have it here on this show. If it's happening in the states, we're going to have it on this show. And what we need, again, it's your show. It's our show. But we need input from you all. And we're getting a lot of it, by the way, on shows for the future. We're going to do it. And, John, we're sorry you got cut off when we were talking. Somebody else clicked on the phone and you were cut off. Give me a call at the studio or at the office. And this is Carl Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio here on 1400 KQMS. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?